making farm bill decisions. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit is brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss Dealer Network or call 844-OWN-USED. The decisions farmers will be making when sign-up begins for programs in the new Farm Bill will be important decisions. So where should a farmer be in the process right now? Dr. Carl Zuloff in the Department of Agricultural, Environmental, and Development Economics at Ohio State University says thinking about base acres and base yields will be a good place to begin.
I would think that you would want to begin by getting your current FSA program yields and base acres, beginning to think about what might be coming and talking to your, if you do rent, talking to your landlords about decisions that they will have to make. Because remember, this is a farmland owner decision. Ultimately, it's not a farm operator decision. But most farmland owners will want to talk to farmland operators. In terms of the program decision, what's often called the ARC PLC decision, I think that you can at this point wait. We're going to know more about prices. We're going to know more about yields. We don't really know the rules yet. We know some, but we don't know all the rules. And so on that one, I would encourage, you know, waiting a little bit to get the final rules. Anybody who's worked in policy, whether it's farm or otherwise, know that the rules can sometimes change, and what you thought was going to be the way you were going to go suddenly gets changed. So I would look at the base yield update and the base acre reallocation decision and start thinking about that right now.
Universities are in the process of developing tools for farmers to use. How should a farmer view those tools?
I think the tools are very useful. Well, we haven't seen them yet, so maybe I'm speaking a little too fast here, but they are conceptually a very useful product, but they are a decision aid. They're not a decision maker, and there is a difference between the two. A decision aid is something that you look at to inform your decision, not make your decision. And that's how I would use the tools. I would use them to run different scenarios, different situations, different price and yield combinations, those sorts of things, getting a feeling for what payments could be under certain circumstances.
Dr. Carl Zuloff, I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield.